This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said Wednesday it's time for the European Union to, quote, think about mandatory vaccination against COVID, while stressing member state governments would decide. She says a third of the EU population of 450 million is still unvaccinated. Several countries in the bloc have already taken steps toward mandatory vaccination. Austria has announced compulsory COVID-19 vaccinations from February 1st next year, and Germany is considering following suit. Greece on Tuesday said jabs would be mandatory for over 60s, while France has said COVID passes would be deactivated for all adults who have not had booster shots 6 months after their last jab starting January 15th. Von der Leyen also said Wednesday the EU's main COVID vaccine provider, BioNTech Pfizer, would have jabs available for children in the bloc in 2 weeks' time. She noted that, quote, if you look at the numbers we have now, 77% of the adults in the European Union vaccinated, or if you take the whole population, it's 66%, and this means one-third of the European population is not vaccinated. That's 150 million people. The EU's vaccination drive is very uneven across the 27-nation bloc. Portugal, Malta, Spain, Italy, Ireland, France, and Belgium have all vaccinated more than three-quarters of their populations, while eastern member states Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, and Croatia have all jabbed less than half. While the European Commission pre-purchased COVID vaccines for use in the EU, von der Leyen emphasized individual countries have the responsibility on how the programs are rolled out. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday Moscow would seek Western guarantees that would preclude any further NATO expansion and deployment of its weapons near Russia's borders. It comes amid Ukrainian and Western worries about an alleged plan by Moscow to invade Ukraine. Russian diplomats countered them Wednesday by expressing concern about Ukraine's military buildup near the area of the separatist conflict in the country's east. Putin said Russia will seek, quote, strong, reliable, and long-term guarantees of its security. In a dialogue with the United States and its allies, we will insist on working out specific agreements that would exclude any further NATO moves eastward and the deployment of weapon systems that threaten us in close vicinity to the Russian territory, Putin said. Tensions have been soaring in recent weeks about a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine, which worried Ukrainian and Western officials who saw it as a possible sign of Moscow's intention to invade its ex-Soviet neighbor. The United Nations Migration Agency says the coronavirus pandemic appears to have accelerated, quote, hostile rhetoric against migrants in the world and radically altered mobility, projecting in a new report that travel and other COVID-19 fighting restrictions could dampen migration worldwide as long as they remain. The International Organization for Migration released Wednesday its World Migration Report, the latest trends in human movements of all times, from people fleeing war to workers seeking jobs abroad, and a recap of the last 2 years of mobility. It cited the impact, for example, of a plunge in air travel last year as the pandemic was raging. IOM pointed to a dramatic increase in internal displacement movement within countries caused by natural disasters, conflict, and violence, just as COVID-19 restrictions have sporadically shut borders across the globe since the pandemic emerged and spread over the last 2 years. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden and its new HIV/AIDS strategy is calling racism a public health threat that must be fully recognized as the world looks to end the epidemic. The strategy released Wednesday on the annual commemoration of World AIDS Day is meant to serve as a framework for how the administration intends to shape its policies, research, programs, and planning over the next 3 years. The strategy also asserts that over generations, quote, structural inequities have resulted in racial and ethnic health disparities that are severe, far-reaching, and unacceptable. Nearly 38 million people are living with HIV, including 1.2 million in the United States. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA